It comes from the top. It is really important to have clear guardrails, first of all, so that the people know what they can and cannot do.
Hello and a warm welcome to a new edition of the Lernkurve, the podcast for all fans of corporate learning and communication. We want to keep you up to date on what's going on in the world of digital corporate learning and communication. My name is Dirk Schwendt. Today we will have a look at another topic around AI. How can the change which comes with adopting AI be managed well for employees? You might find the following situation familiar. You spend a lot of money on licenses for a bunch of AI tools. You see some front runners in your team doing great things with AI. But you also, on the other side, perceive a strange silence instead of big cheering coming from the big majority from your teams. So adopting AI means really a big change for your people, and this change needs to be managed. How this can be done best, I want to discuss with my great guest today. It's Marieke Stolk, change manager in our Accenture Talent Practice in Zurich. Hi, Marieke. Great to have you here.
Hi, Dirk. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, wonderful. Marieke, why is AI adoption so different from other or previous technology transformation, which enterprises see every now and then? So what is the big difference here?
I think that's a great question to kick off. It's a question that I've been thinking about a lot as well and discussed with a lot of people as well.
Is it different?
It is, yeah. I think AI adoption is different because AI is not just another system. So it does not automate a process. It really changes how people think, decide, create, and collaborate. I like the example of picking a typical ERP implementation. So the enterprise resource planning tool that a company may use to automate core business processes like finance and accounting, for example, or HR related topics. When we did transformations with those tools, so when we had those ERP implementations, people had to learn a new workflow. We could show them, click here, prove there, enter data in this field. It could be difficult still, but the end state was relatively clear. And we could easily provide the employee or a manager the to be state. We call it the North Star. Now, if you compare that with AI, a marketing manager, for example, it could use AI to draft a campaign idea, or a claims handler may use AI to summarize its customer case. But in each of the case, the question to them is not, how do I use the tool? But the question becomes, okay, if this tool can do this, how does this change me as a person? So a very concrete client example would be in this finance or in finance and accounting, generative AI may help create forecasting commentary, for example, and it doesn't remove the analyst role, but it shifts the analyst from drafting the first version to challenge assumptions, interpreted risk, and advise the business. So it's not an one-time go-live adoption that we saw with the tool. Or any tool implementation, AI really keeps evolving, and we need the people to use AI to improve constantly. And that's, I think, why it's so different. It's not by asking them to learn a new tool. It's by asking them how to rethink how they can create value.
But what you describe sounds like, well, it could make people's work easier, more comfortable, could take over one or the other task, which is maybe not the coolest task up to now. It could free up some capacity to do really cool things. So what are employees, from your perspective, are really afraid of or hesitant when AI enters their work?
Yeah, I might have answered the first question with a very positive and no fear. You can remove all the tasks that you don't like and give them to AI, which luckily is the case as well. But we also see that there's a lot of fear around the topic as well. And I think if we think about the employees, they are rarely afraid of AI as a technology. many people actually are using AI in their daily life. I think ChatGPT or Copilot, or for the people that are on Instagram, you see so many fun AI visuals going on, especially now with the World Cup, for example. So I don't think people are afraid of that, of using it. I think they are more afraid of what AI might mean for them personally, and especially in their job. So you mentioned it a bit already. There might be people that are asking, will my job disappear if AI is taking over specific tasks? The other way around, if AI is taking over tasks, am I expected to do twice as much? Or what happens if I make a mistake using AI? Or what if my manager compares me to the output of the machine and the machine gives better or quicker output? So it's more touching employee identity rather than the tool itself. And it can really make people question their competence and also their relevance for their future career path.
Well, this sounds like a trust issue. Also, maybe trust in their company, maybe also trust in their direct supervisors. What do you think? What could supervisors, what could leaders do to build this trust or keep the trust which might currently exist instead of just pushing hard for usage of AI, which we see here and there? So it's measured even here and there, how often AI is used. So what could be done in the front of trust building?
It is a very big trust topic, and we often call it psychological safety. It's a big topic. True. I think you touched upon two things, actually. We do see that for the managers, there's different fear. So often a transformation is being led top down. And then the managers are being asked to lead this AI transformation, but they don't feel confident themselves. So they're expected to answer questions for their teams, but they still may be asking the same questions themselves. And I think for that, it's super important to create this trust, or to build this trust instead of pushing the usage.
And who should build this trust if the managers themselves are already kind of...
Yeah, it's a good question. It comes from the top. It is really important to have clear guardrails, first of all, so that the people know what they can and cannot do. But also to help the leaders creating this message of, this is why we're using AI. This is where it helps. This is where it doesn't help, and where we still need human judgment. And also, this is how we support you. Another topic that we really want to emphasize ongoing is that it is a learning process together. So it's really human-centered, value-led, and personal. And that's also something how AI can be used very much. It is to make everything role-specific. So AI can help to accelerate this personalization of change. So where we initially had one vision, this is what the tool will bring, you can actually use AI to create role-based communication, because you can imagine that for each of the person in a company, this AI transformation will bring something new, and the personalized these messages will be, the more people tend to listen to, aha, if this is it, what is in for me, then yes, I am willing to have a look and to have that curiosity to learn together.
Okay, so you're saying in a change process, in a change to AI, you can also implement or have a different perspective, like of using AI helping to support this change. This is another interesting dimension. So then what concretely can AI actually do to help the change managers, which, as in each transformation program, there should be, in most cases there are. So how can AI help here? You already mentioned communication. Is there anything else?
Many things. And I am afraid that whatever I'm going to say now, it might be different next week already, because it's really an ongoing journey. But what I see in my daily life is that we use AI for very practical things. So it's like for every other role, it summarizes feedback. It can draft communication, but more specific to change management, instead of change managers manually reading hundreds of survey comments, for example, AI can cluster the themes. So there are tools that can really quickly bring you to the analysis and help you identify already initiatives that you should bring into your change and communication plan. Or like you mentioned, instead of writing a generic communication for everyone, the change teams with their agents can now really build tailored messages for different roles. And a very important thing is that instead of waiting until adoption drops, we can use signals to intervene much earlier.
Well, this sounds also like change teams might be afraid of that less change managers will be needed if AI helps. Is that a thing you perceive?
Yeah, I can imagine people will think that way. I think it won't be the case there. I think it is also for typical change managers or everyone working in the transformation era, the need for change experts become bigger, which is a good thing. And I think instead of that initially or previously change managers, they were measuring noise, but it will change into measuring behavior, confidence, and value. And I think there is a very big opportunity that AI can luckily not yet overtake.
Okay, is there anything else which change managers should not do in the AI era?
I think what a manager generally, not only change manager, but everyone, I think what you should not do is think that this is a trend and it will fly over. I think we all really need to work on a new habit, and that is experimentation. What we try to bring with the people, and even with my parents, I try to bring it on the table, is that we ask ourselves every week, what can I do or what task can I do with AI? Where do I trust AI in? And then when I did that, check what did AI do well and where did I still need human judgment? So what did I learn? What should I do next differently? And it really makes AI a learning practical and non-intimidating. So you become AI fluent by working with it, because a training itself, it won't help you to the level that you need in order to really apply it and be confident in it.
And now you're already talking a bit about the results, the output, the outcomes there using AI. So typically also leadership is interesting if things are working or not. So from your experience, how do we best measure whether AI-enabled changes and the tools are actually working?
Nice. Yes, measuring is super important. Maybe even the topic where change managers should start with. And AI enabled change is really working when adoption, behavior, and value move together. Where adoption tells us where people are using AI, behavior really tells us whether they are using it in the right way, and value tells us whether the work is actually improving. That should go, of course, super hand in hand with the actual aim that a company has with AI transformations. If we take an example with learning or training, for example, the success, it is not just course completion. It is really about skill proficiency and visible application in the daily work. And therefore, I think the question is not per se, are people using AI? The real question is if AI is changing the work in a way that creates value that people can trust.
And how do we make it concrete? How can we measure it? How can we see if trust being created, or how can we measure the benefits, if it's possible? Often in a change area, it's not that easy to see.
It is. It is it will require more extensive explanation, I think, than the time allows it. But I think it is really important to move away from the concrete figures of learning completion and really go back to the drawing table and think about, okay, what is it that we want to achieve with AI transformations? And then draft it back to behavior that you expect from the employee, mindset that you expect from the employee, so that you really build or go beyond the traditional KPIs and go back to, like I said, behavior, mindset, and value. So are they experimenting with AI? Are they applying it responsibly? Is the workflow changing? And is there a decision quality improvement, for example?
Okay. Looking a bit to the future, from your perspective, what do you think, how does the future of a change manager look like, a AI-enabled change manager? How does AI changes the role of a change manager in the mid to long term? Do you have a perspective on that?
Yes, luckily I have, because it will imply my own future as well.
Good point.
I think the future change manager becomes less of a campaign planner and more of a transformation intelligence designer. And what I mean with that is that the change manager still needs empathy, storytelling, and stakeholder management, but they also really need to understand data signals, behavior patterns, AI-enabled personalization, and how work is changing at the task level. So in the past, we asked ourselves which communication is needed to whom before the go live. And in the future, we need to ask which groups are struggling, why are they struggling, and what behavior do we need to shift? What interventions will help them now? So I see the change manager more of a strategist, maybe even a behavioral scientist, data interpreter, and a human translator, I would say.
Well, that sounds indeed a bit different from the current typical understanding. Cool. But from your perspective now, as you said, you're a change manager yourself. From this perspective of a change manager looking towards the employees, what, from your perspective, would be one habit every employee should build to stay on the AI learning curve and on the upward trend of this learning curve?
Yeah, like I touched upon earlier, I think the most important habit is the deliberate experimentation. So really every week, think about what task can I try with AI, an AI tool that is approved, of course, in the company or in your private environment. What did it do well? Where did it still needed me? And what we see is that often it has a lot to do with the prompting. Now, in these days, there are many videos available on YouTube, for example, to learn also how to cope with certain tools that are freely available. And just be aware that it is really important to check what can and can a tool not do. There is no AI tool that can solve everything. It's always really focused on specific output. So where Copilot can help you with creating notes or drafting notes, there might be another tool needed instead of Copilot to help you with something else. And then really just try. We usually say a saying that is not the right one to say here, because it will include some words that we can't say, but usually we say you should just try and it will go wrong and then try again.
Yeah, but that's an interesting view, and it closes also the loop, I think, to our initial question. So what you're saying is you're encouraging people to experiment, also probably to build the trust in AI and to explore the potential benefits which AI might also have for people themselves. So building trust also by experimentation. This will still need supervisors and team leads to build this trust, but this is an important add-on. Yes, Marieke, many, many thanks for this very quick walkthrough. I think it was very insightful, as always. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening to our audience, and see you next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.